segment number three of our open home hours when we cover our weekly to-do, something to take care of weekly around your home, castle, or cabin. Now, it's not always a task you can do that day, but it's something you need to at least be thinking about and plan for. We do have rain, despite what you may think if you just moved here and haven't seen it. And when it does rain, it rains and we have a lot of runoff, and there are certain rules and guidelines you need to be aware of with water that falls on your property and where that can go and drain away. And to talk about stormwater, we've got Jim Kowalski of Kowalski Construction. For anyone that doesn't know, Kowalski and Construction, 55 years local right here in your third generation.
Yes, that's correct. Been around for a while, not quite that long, but longer than most.
And you guys specialize in restoration, and yes, a lot of restoration comes from storm damage. So you guys have seen your fair share of storm damage, and our goal today is to educate you, the Arizona homeowner, on how to prevent that and how to properly channel water off your property.
And I loved your opening comment, because a lot of people think Arizona, it doesn't rain, but when it rains, right? And so when I go around the country and I talk with different restoration outfits, and they're surprised that we do water restoration or have any water restoration to do. And then if we really want to get them to scratch their head, we talk about flash flooding, right? And so people don't realize the impact of the stormwater or groundwater that it can have out here. And when it comes all at once and can create havoc for people who are not prepared.
Where we live, anytime it rains heavy, you know, I'm never worried about it. We never get the drainage, the washes never fill up. You never have to worry about road closure. But you watch the mountains north of us.
Yes.
If you want to run an errand to town, you better go now, because in about 2 hours, they're closing down the road access. And the great thing about Arizona, the flash flood comes quickly and it leaves quickly.
Yes.
Breaks my heart when you see somebody swept away in a flash flood that they're trying to cross. I'm like, just wait a couple hours.
Right.
It's going to go away pretty quick.
But the ground's so hard, right? It doesn't soak in like in other areas.
A lot of rocks, a lot of hard clays.
It's just going to flow. And when it does, it goes, and it goes quickly.
So as it relates to the water on our property, what do we need to know?
Well, so many people don't think about that, right? They don't think about the property. And oftentimes, people will go and not take care of their property in such a way that will help to minimize this. Sometimes it can't be prevented, right, because the water can be overwhelming. When we get that 100-year flood, right? I know, how often do we hear that? I'm like, I'm not 100 years old, but I've heard that several times in my lifetime. And well, there's not a whole lot we're going to be able to do about something like that, but there are things that you can do on a day-to-day basis to help prepare. And stormwater contamination, we don't think about that because we don't have much water, but we can impact that quite a bit. And so if you have a lot of debris on your property from leaves or vegetation, what have you, clean that up and prevent that from getting into the water system. People that wash their cars, wash them on the lawn if you can, and let that water soak into the ground rather than go down into the drain. If you do have an older vehicle maybe that leaks oil, get it repaired. Put a pan underneath that. Prevent that from getting down onto the ground. And so that way it's on the ground, and then the water comes, it gets mixed in with our water and into the water system.
And what Jim means by our water, Arizona does a very good job of repurposing its water.
We out of necessity, right? We have to.
And when it goes into the drain, it goes into the city system. The city water is reclaimed, it's cleaned, it's repurposed. And part of that repurposing is the water that's used out at Palo Verde that generates a lot of the power that powers our homes and our offices and our buildings. That it's the only nuclear power plant not built on a river. All that water source is reclaimed out of the city. It gets very expensive to clean oils out of it and chemicals, and the water that's used to create the steam is so pure, they say it would actually dehydrate you if you drank it. So they get it to a very pure form, and that the more they have to spend to do that, the more they're going to charge you for electricity.
Right. And, you know, it's a little bit here and a little bit there. People don't realize of that little oil spill, you know, clean it up with an absorbent material to help absorb it, get it out of there. We wash it down. That might be the first reaction because we're not thinking. We do that, and our neighbor does that, and everybody else does that, and now you've got a bigger problem. But it doesn't seem like it's a big problem for us.
And cat litter, if you have cats, is great for soaking up oil. You don't have cats, just get a shovel, the dirt in your yard, throw it on there, just let it sit for a couple days and soak it up.
Absolutely.
Then you can scoop it up, put it into a container, and put it in your garbage.
Sure. Paint, you know, people old paint, properly dispose of chemicals and paint. And they have a lot of surfaces. There's a lot of places now that we didn't have years ago to handle the waste like that. And oftentimes your municipality will have a, you know, free day where you can put it out there and they'll collect it, or a day for you to bring it in. And that way it doesn't get into the system. But people have their irrigation systems, maintain those. Just the other day, my son was leaving my house and he said, "Dad, you got water flooding." He's always a little bit of an alarmist, on your driveway. And so I go out and I look, and we just had one little of the sprinkler system was shooting out there, and somehow the cap got cut off, so popped it back on there. But, you know, that sort of stuff is things that you can do. If you have a pool autofill, I've got a brand new pool we built a year ago. I've replaced the autofill 3 times. What's going on there, but we've checked it. And when that comes up, it can overflow and then it can run. So, and if you have a pool and you go to drain it, check to see the chemical level is low enough so that you can drain it. And then don't drain it into the sewer system through your cleanup, so it's not going out into the street and going into the stormwater system.
All of that can be repurposed if you put it into your clean out.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing, if you do have to pump something out and you do get some flooding in your yard and you're using a sump pump, put a filter on it so you don't damage the sump pump, or use a trash pump that's designed for that purpose so that, you know, it'll be effective in removing that water for you. And people say, like I said, that, well, it's Phoenix, we're in Arizona, we don't really have that much rain, but I tell a couple of stories about some job sites that we had. These are real job experiences that we've run into. Ventana Lakes, which is kind of, I call it a suburb of Sun City out there, the entire neighborhood flooded. And we got called out there, had no idea. I'm talking deep water in a whole neighborhood. What's going on? We got called out there, tried to figure it out. And we found out that they had one of their drainage grates totally covered with debris, and it was landscape debris. And that's what caused the flooding. So when we got out there.
And you think, how could that stop it? But beavers can stop a river with sticks.
Exactly. And, you know, it was amazing to see. We were in the newspaper and there were all kinds of articles out on it. But when the fire truck drove down the center of the street, and the fire truck's a pretty tall, high clearance vehicle, it went down the center of the street. The waves that was caused from that vehicle moving was actually collapsing garage doors as it went by.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we went out there, and there was a block wall that surrounded the neighborhood there. We had to break the wall down to give the water some place to go. There was no room for it to go. It was just filling up people's homes. We actually were first rescuing people out of their homes before we could do anything about the damage that it had caused. That's here in the Phoenix market. You would not think that, right? Another situation where we had a residential street on Acoma, which is a half mile between Greenway and Thunderbird, right in the middle of town, and the rains came in, the water flooded the streets and came all the way up. So on the half mile streets and the mile streets, typically the homes are off a little bit of the roadway. The water filled up, came across all the way, and was entering into the houses there as well. And what a lot of people don't realize is groundwater isn't covered under your insurance policy. So some of the homeowners sort of adopted the mentality that, hey, this is great, we're going to get new carpet and all the rest of that stuff. Wrong answer. It is not.
Well, they're going to get it, but insurance ain't paying for it.
That's a great point, right? So anyways, we were out on that and had to sort of educate some of the people. They saw it coming, and instead of trying to do something, you can get sandbags. Oftentimes, sandbags are available at the local fire departments. Your home centers will provide the sand, and you can get the bags and fill them up. And they could have prevented quite a bit of damage had they been a little bit more proactive. Saw it coming. The idea there was it was never going to happen. It wasn't going to get that far. It did. And so standing back, waiting, the waiting game didn't work out too well for those people.
And that mentality you said is what we see so often is, well, it's never going to happen. And builders have that mindset. Well, it's never going to rain enough, so they don't put gutters on. They don't properly grade to the street. They don't worry about the consequences of rain. Well, and then it comes, and we're sitting here and, you know, it may be briefly, and it may be dried out the next day or 2 days later, but the damage is still there.
Absolutely. And a final story that I want to share with you is up in Camp Verde, we were called to build a home, and it was right along the riverbed there. And so we went out there, and of course you got to go through the permitting process and all of the land development things. And so we were out there, and that process was taking a little longer than the homeowner would have liked, right? Isn't that true for us all? And yet, in his impatience, he went out there and he started grading himself, and he actually literally changed the flow of the river, which is never a good idea. So when and that's an extreme case, right? But on your own property, be cognizant of the natural flow and the natural drainage, and whatever you do, if you're out there, make sure that you don't create a problem by impeding the flow, the natural flow that is going to occur on your property. And whether it's putting in a barbecue or something that's going to block it off, make sure you've taken that into consideration. And oftentimes people don't.
No, they don't. And I'm not sure what agency it is, but I'm pretty sure if you can't redirect any natural
Correct.
Water drainage without
not at all. Yeah.
Legally.
Yep.
So I don't know what the fines for that is,
right.
or you know what they do, or who the regulating agency is, but that's against Arizona law.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it. And not a good idea either, right? Even if it wasn't illegal. But yeah, absolutely. So people go out and they're, hey, wouldn't it be nice if we had this or that, or we put in this area here, or a sunken conversation pit or something in the backyard. That's terrific. Think about the impact of what you're doing on the drainage and how you grade to make sure that you have some flow and that it's going to go ahead and be able to, you know, move along and not just soak in or go into the house instead.
So assessing storm water is our to-do, and it may take a next heavy rain for you to really assess what's going on your property. But, Jim, not only do y'all do storm damage, but if, you know, water pipes, you know, the hose on the back of the
right.
laundry machine is, I think, the number one cause of water damage yeah. in homes. Y'all specialize in that.
Toilets as
fire
well.
Fire restoration, toilets.
Yep. The supply line on a toilet has caused a little teeny supply line could cause a lot of damage when running for a while unchecked.
So if you experience any of those things, you know, Kowalski Construction, they come out, they dry it out, and then they restore it back to the previous condition.
Correct. Yes, indeed.
And y'all been in business 55 years in
55,
Arizona?
55, yes.
And spell Kowalski for us.
Kowalski. It's www.kowalski.com.
Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Romy. My pleasure.